Got there, that, you, yes.
I was going to say, got that peppy Arkansas fight song whenever you're ready.
Oh, too, do so. You?
Yeah.
Oh,
that yeah, is a good fight song.
Yeah, we got to go back and do
I
that.
Remember basketball playing up there when they played there at Barnhill Fieldhouse, and that band leader would, that pep song would run all around the, were you ever mm-hmm. up there, Scott?
Yep.
Yeah, during the playing of the arena, that guy would run all around the arena.
Yeah.
I mean, it
during
was pretty, yeah, pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, that's,
yeah. That's back when they were one of us. Before they didn't like us anymore. And
well,
went over and started getting their tail kicked in the SEC.
They were kind of one of us.
Yeah, they were kind of one of us.
They had a pretty good deal.
They did.
All their marketing money went to them rather than splitting it with the conference, but that's, you know, story for another day.
Yeah.
President Obama's comprehensive bills, of course, didn't get passed when he had Democrats in Congress, so what makes him think it's going to happen if there are fewer Democrats in Congress next time? So what they're going to do now is they're going to change the way that they give us the information here as far as their agenda. They're going to do it a piece at a time. Okay, mm-hmm. Got energy over here, and immigration over here, and climate change over there, and closing Guantanamo. See that? That's over here. So they're going to break it up into little pieces for us, apparently, see how that works out. Republican sources have signaled their lack of appetite for issues like renewable energy, no matter how it's served up. Outgoing Wisconsin Democrat and chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, David Obey, told the Wall Street Journal the only thing they're going to support is tax cuts, end quote. And I didn't get a chance to read the article this morning, but Jackie was telling me about a guy who has already sounded the warning signal that the Republicans had talked about, you know, no more earmarks. Well, now they're starting to already dig their little tasseled loafers into the carpet going, well, there may be some projects out there we think would be good. Again, do they not get it?
No, they don't.
I mean,
I think it's pretty obvious.
The arrogance and ignorance of both parties. I don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats. Don't they understand we don't need that? We really don't. And the deal is, of course, every time they come up with the idea, okay, let's take one issue per bill. Can we do that? Could we just take one issue per bill so that we don't have this bill that I don't know, saves puppies on one side and then on the other side wants to do some study on how slugs sleep, whatever. But things that have nothing to do with one another end up in the same bill. And the problem is that both sides like it. They like the way that system is because you can't tag one item, one issue to an individual when they vote on it going, well, you know, of course I'm in favor of saving puppies, but, you know, at the same time, they're wasting money by putting studies in there about how slugs sleep or vice versa. And we get to just pony it up. So, anyway. I hope you're registered to vote, by the way. That's done, right? Can't do that anymore.
Yesterday was the deadline.
I hope that worked out.
About the best thing you have to hope for now is if you dropped it in the mail yesterday and it's postmarked. And I thought about it because you had asked yesterday or you kind of mentioned in passing about whether or not people could fax it. If you think about it, that would be ripe with fraud opportunities.
Sure, because you could change the date and time and all that.
Well, and stuff. Not only that, you could, there's no, chances are, the rules are they want to be able to have traceable ink, if you will, mm-hmm. in person rather than a facsimile of the ink. So
President Obama's poll numbers, new Gallup poll really, well, interesting. Yeah. Okay, now listen, what? No. New Gallup poll released yesterday, okay?
Oh.
The president has a 91% approval rating among African Americans and 36% among whites.
Hmm.
Now, it does not say whether these individuals
he's 50-50, though, right?
What's it? Quit it.
Oh, well.
Just quit it. It does not say whether these individuals are registered to vote or have any intention of voting.
Ah.
And that's kind of important as well. Good poll numbers for President Obama. As far as 18 to 29-year-olds, 57% approval rating. Now, that number falls under 50% for all of the other age groups, but 18 to 29, uh-huh. 57%. And whether I've said it on the air or not, I mean, that's a group that said, well, we elected him, we have to go back and vote again. Now what do you want us to vote on? Jeez. Good bothering me. We got him elected. No, we got to vote again. So, I think
those 18-year-olds voted the same time they voted for homecoming queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So, I mean, I think as a group, you take...
Are we voting on the new flavor of Skittles?
Like, what's going on? Yeah. I kind of like those M&M pretzels. Can we talk about that? Anyway, 18 to 29s and African Americans, two groups that really don't traditionally come out and vote. And that's fine. He could have good numbers now with them, but are they going to be voting in, what, 4 weeks? And we'll see how that works out for them. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. The Republicans have lost a lot of their standards. They've lost their principles. That's what Sharon Ingle is saying right now. 38-minute tape obtained by the Las Vegas Sun. She is ripping the Republican Party, the machine, if you will, who, of course, are supporting her. She has asked the Tea Party candidate out there in Nevada to get out of the race. His name is Scott Ashgian. She's saying, "You're hurting my chances."
Who is this?
This is Sharon Engel in Nevada.
I thought she was the Tea Party candidate.
No, there's a guy in the Tea. No, she has been backed by the Tea Party, but she actually is the GOP nominee. No, there is a Tea Party person named Scott Ashton.
What, running as an independent?
Yeah, exactly. And she's saying that's going to do harm to me and not really hurt Harry Reid that much. So we'll see how that works out. Then, you know, Christine O'Donnell, this is the lady in Delaware, mm-hmm. who's the GOP candidate. She has,
right, the witch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She has come out with a new ad. Mm-hmm. And the first line in the commercial is, "I am not a witch."
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, I am not a witch.
Okay, now, but think about that. Now she's made the entire block of witches angry. I mean,
right.
They're not going to vote for her.
She can forget the Wiccan vote.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
If Elizabeth Montgomery were still alive, boy.
Yeah, she'd be all over that.
She'd twist her nose.
Clad in a black blazer and pearls, Christine looks into the camera. Why is she wearing black then?
I don't know.
Should she be wearing spring and floral colors?
Black eyeliner, too.
Yeah, stuff like that. Got the black nail polish happening?
That's right.
She says, "I am nothing you've heard. I'm you."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, outstanding. Wow, where'd you get that? That's great.
Oh, I have sources.
Oh, you do. That's, okay, yeah. No way. Wow.
The witch, may we burn, huh? Burn! 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 Who do you know she is a witch? She looks like one. Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose. It's a false one.
Yeah. Well, what would you do the nose? The nose? And the hat, but she's a witch.
It could go on for another 3 minutes.
That's Monty Python, and they're wonderful. From her commercial.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you. None of us are perfect.
Listen to that music.
But none of us can be happy with what we see.
That's
all
like
around.
It's like 8th grade recital music.
Politicians who think spending,
right.
trading favors,
uh-huh.
and backroom deals are uh-huh. the ways to stay in office.
Yeah.
I'll go to Washington uh-huh. and do what you do.
Oh, what?
What?
I'm Christine O'Donnell, and I approve this message. I'm you.
What, eat a Jack in the Box? What?
Yeah, why?
What? Wait, I'm not a witch.
Yeah, what are you going to do, spend 3 days at the Smithsonian?
Yeah. And then what?
I'm sorry. You got work to do, lady.
Really? Yeah, you're making money.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm not a witch. Okay, hon, here's what happens. You sit down and you go, "I'm not a witch."
Yeah, and what was up with that ABC after-school special music in the background?
That's what I'm saying. It's like 8th grade recital.
Tonight on a very special Different Strokes.
I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. We have to, we have to look. We don't have to look far, but we have to look, and there are always fun little commercials out there.
Hey, we didn't talk yesterday much, if I recall, about this Rick Sanchez guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rush mentioned him. But you didn't watch him much, did you?
No, I knew who he was. That's it.
To me, this guy, to use an old 8th grade term, this guy was about as conceited of a person as I have ever seen on cable television.
Up until Friday.
This guy was really stuck on himself.
Yeah. Up until Friday.
I mean, he even named the list after himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like me, and what do I think, and what do I think of Fox? And he spent most of his time, you know, whining about Fox and how they were treating him bad.
Yeah, they, and I would say pretty much he was pounced on almost before he finished the interview, and by the end of the day, he didn't have a job anymore, so.
Yeah, I would think that CNN was probably looking for a good reason to let him go, and there it just fell right into their lap.
Boom, he did it for him. It's 6:48.